Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。
The Chinese Foreign Ministry yesterday strongly condemned U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to China's Taiwan region in disregard of stern warnings from the Chinese side. In a statement, the ministry said the visit sent wrong signals to separatist forces seeking Taiwan independence. The ministry added that it has lodged solemn representations and protests to the American side. Sun Siqi has the story.
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs stated that Pelosi's visit is a serious violation of the One China principle and the provisions of the three China-U.S. joint communiques. It has a severe impact on the political foundation of China-U.S. relations and infringes upon China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. There's now heightened tensions and severe challenges on the Taiwan Strait, and the fundamental cause is the repeated moves of the Taiwan authorities and the United States to change the status quo.The Taiwan authorities have kept seeking United States support for their independence agenda. They refuse to recognize the 1992 consensus, go all out to push forward de-Sinicization, and promote incremental independence. The United States, for its part, has been attempting to use Taiwan to contain China. It says one thing but does the opposite on the Taiwan question. It constantly distorts, obscures, and hollows out the One China principle, steps up its official exchanges with Taiwan, and emboldens Taiwan independence separatist activities. China will definitely take all necessary measures to resolutely safeguard its sovereignty and territorial integrity in response to Pelosi's visit. All the consequences arising therefrom must be borne by the United States and Taiwan independence separatist forces.Sun Siqi, Shanghai Live.
Shanghai Railway Station, Hongqiao Railway Station, and Shanghai South Railway Station open service counters that allow people to get everything done without having to go back and forth. In the past, people had to go to different counters to buy, change, or get a refund for a ticket. Once again, Zhang Hong has the details.
需要办理什么业务呢？
我买车的到初期了，下午现在又快又好。
At Shanghai Hongqiao Railway Station, 72-year-old Ms. Pan and her husband bought two tickets to Zhuji, Zhejiang with cash, which is easier for them than using the automatic ticketing machine or buying tickets online.
It's good that I can buy a ticket at the counter. I don't know how to buy tickets with my phone. It's too complicated for me.
Mr. Wu, who had the wrong ticket, was able to get a refund and purchase the correct ticket in 2 minutes.A conductor said, being at the counter that deals with various requirements is more challenging than before as they need to switch between different systems.
We should be more proficient so that we can respond to passengers' requirements faster.
All of the counters at Hongqiao Railway Station can now handle all ticket-related services. While at Shanghai Railway Station and Shanghai South Railway Station, only some of the counters are offering comprehensive ticket services. Zhang Hong, Shanghai Live.
The first cargo ship to leave a Ukrainian port under a UN-brokered deal reached the Bosporus at Istanbul yesterday. The ship passed the Joint Coordination Center safety inspection and is resuming its voyage to Lebanon. Stephen Rancourt has more.
The Sierra Leone-flagged ship Rezoni, which left Odessa early on Monday with over 26,000 tons of corn, reached the Black Sea entrance of the Bosphorus Strait and anchored last night. A total of 20 people from the JCC of Russia, Ukraine, Turkey, and the UN boarded the ship to inspect it. The entire process took 2 hours. More ships from Ukraine are expected to set out in the coming days. 27 vessels have been waiting in three Ukrainian ports with cargo and signed contracts ready to go, according to a UN spokesperson.
Our goal now is to make such transportation regular, so that when one ship leaves the dock, there should be other ships that are being loaded and more that are approaching the port.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said yesterday that the country's forces had destroyed more military equipment in Ukraine, including 6 HIMARS rocket launcher systems.
33 M777 American howitzers, 5 Harpoon anti-ship missile launching systems, 6 HIMARS rocket launching systems, and more than 200 missiles were destroyed as a result of the strikes conducted by Russian military forces on the Ukrainian armed forces.
Ukraine's armed forces said yesterday that the Ukrainian army repelled Russian attacks in several directions and intercepted a number of cruise missiles fired by Russian strategic bombers into Ukrainian territory. The Ukrainian government said more than 670 civilians have been evacuated from the Donetsk region. Stephen Radcourt, Shanghai Live.